And this is Morning Edition of WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. Preparations for the replacement of the Blatnik Bridge, spanning between Superior and Duluth, have defined much of the region's political and business landscape over the past few years. But now, those plans are up in the air, just as the existing High Bridge is, with the revelation that the Trump administration may be blocking more than $1 billion in federal funding approved as part of his predecessor's infrastructure bill. The uncertainty particularly impacts businesses who've already been planning on how to run their operations during the construction and now must figure out how to do so if it doesn't happen. With me to discuss that are Jim Caesar, Executive Director of the Development Association of Superior in Douglas County, and Kelly Peterson of the Superior Business Improvement District. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Kelly and Jim.
Thank you.
Hi, thanks, Robin.
So we've reached out to Washington on both sides of the aisle to Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, who is our former congressman for Northwest Wisconsin, and Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin, who's joined other Democrats in calling for the administration to release the funds. Neither have responded yet, and we'll have them on if they do. But am I correct that many, if not most, of the region's business plans for the past few years have revolved around the bridge replacement? There was a special tax district to support local businesses affected by the bridge closure as part of the recent Superior Days ask at the state capitol just last month.
Yes, that's true. And, you know, we continue to work on that and continue to try and push forward funding for those initiatives.
Yeah, down in Madison, we were talking with legislators about the need to replace the bridge, and we were received very positively, especially because of the length of time that the reconstruction will be.
And tell us again the need to replace it. It's going to reach its normal lifespan.
Yeah, correct. It'll reach the end of its life by 2030.
Yeah, so the need is there, and it's going to be very positive for all of northwestern Wisconsin when it's done. And this has been a fear of mine all along, that these large, you know, transportation projects never seem to get done on time, and there's always some, you know, some holdup, whether it's on the front end like this with funding or other obstacles that come up throughout the construction that ends up delaying the construction. So, you know, my fear is that this lasts than the 5 years. We know that there's incentive in place for the contractors to get done early, but my take on it is that we want to be prepared for the worst, hope for the best.
By now, the whole world is familiar with President Trump's strategy of threatening the unthinkable, from 100% tariffs to invading Greenland, and then pulling back at the last minute. His supporters say that's his strong deal-making tactic, while his detractors call it taco or Trump always chickens out. However you look at it, isn't it an effective response just to proceed, banking on the idea that whatever was planned will happen in the long run?
Well, our understanding is at least that the Minnesota DOT people are being told to keep working on the project. So they have not been directed to hold anything up. But yes, certainly, we really can't afford to have this, you know, delayed or held up. We've been working already on trying to make plans of how do you get through the short-term pain of the construction. So delaying that just causes more anxiety and unsuredness for, you know, our business owners.
What have you heard from business owners about that anxiety?
Just a general concern about the project overall. I think because of the administration's tactics to, like you mentioned, ramp things up does tend to get people very excited and cause a lot of unrest, only to not follow through. That's pretty well known. And so I think people are just acting as if there's not this fear out there. Just keep moving forward. That's all we can do.
And if you do proceed as if the replacement will continue and it doesn't, what's the worst case scenario?
Well, the ultimate worst case scenario is if he doesn't follow through with the agreements that have been made already, the bridge will not able to be used at 2030. Mm-hmm. So that will negatively impact the businesses too, just the amount of traffic and that will be relying on one bridge. And again, those unthinkables we're trying not to give too much weight to. We just don't want to entertain it that much because the uncertainty is the most frustrating thing with the businesses. And every delay only is going to increase the cost.
And it holds up the state money from both Minnesota and Wisconsin as well. You know, it's a $1.8 billion project. You know, $400 million of that is coming from Wisconsin and $400 million coming from Minnesota. So can a delay impact that money longer term?
Regardless of whether or not the threat is real, isn't another strategy just to wait out the administration? Of course, we have the midterm elections this fall, but the bottom line is Trump's presidential term ends in January 2029. I'm going to put myself out there to play pundit enough to say that even if he has a Republican successor, they're not likely to adopt his tactic of threatening the unthinkable and then pulling back. So isn't the worst case that we'd be delayed 3 years or four?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I just don't know. That would be the worst case scenario. But again, the cost of construction, I don't know how it would decrease. So the $400 million that each state put in already or is going to eventually put in here is dedicated to it. That might be pittance compared to how much the bridge is going to cost at the end.
Not to be so negative on worst case scenarios. I think I said it twice, right? What's the best case?
Well, the best case is that they release the money and get started on project. You know, we've got businesses that are waiting. They'll adapt to whatever is needed. And Kelly and I's job are to help assist that any way we can.
Yep, just carry on, keep planning that like we are, and hopefully the money will come through as it's been designated.
We've been speaking with Jim Caesar, Executive Director of the Development Association of Superior and Douglas County, and Kelly Peterson of the Superior Business Improvement District. We've been talking about the Trump administration's delay or threatened to withhold federal funds for the replacement of the Blatnik Bridge. Thank you for joining us, Kelly and Jim.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Robin.
And if you have an idea of something you think we should cover on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. That's northern@wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.